The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Scripps Media Incorporated. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On 620 WTMJ.
Yeah, here we go. An hour of travel talk, adventure, and deals. Love to talk to you at 414-799-1620. Accurate Mortgage toll-free talk line, 800-877-1620. Now is the time to call because we always get kind of jammed up at the end. I'm Danny Clayton saying good morning, Rose Gray.
Hola.
Hey, how was the hamlet of Oostburg last night? Did you guys get hit with
not
rain?
So bad.
Not so bad.
No, I just was talking to some of my family members who are in the Wabino area, and they got hit pretty hard last night. So.
Oh, is that of the Wabino Grays?
That's of the Wabino Grays.
Wabino Grays. Well, great. Yeah, I couldn't figure out. I just had to cash it in. I was just too tired, but I love a good storm, but... Yeah.
So you didn't get one?
I don't know. That's how tired I was.
Slept through it.
It didn't happen at all. All right. So give us a call. We'd love to talk travel. We are going to alert you on something. If you have the inkling and the desire to go to Cuba with Colleen Allsburg, that thing is going to close pretty soon. So we want to tip you to that real quick. But first, John Smart. He's first up. He's in Sheboygan. Hey, John, good morning. You're on with Rose Gray.
Good morning.
Hi, John.
Hi, Rose. Rose, I've talked to you many times. You've sent me to Japan, Barbados, and a number of other places.
And you keep coming back.
Yeah, she's great. I have a question about Chicago O'Hare.
Yeah.
I'm picking some people up at the international terminal. Will they go through customs and immigration at Terminal 5?
Where are they flying from?
Reykjavik.
And is that their first point of entry into the U.S.?
Yes.
Oh, yes, they will. So basically, you're either going to go to the holding lot, the cell phone lot, and wait for their phone call, or you're going to be circling.
Ah, okay.
Yep. They're very particular about allowing you to stop and wait outside of Terminal 5.
Okay, so there's no parking out there at all?
Nope, not at all. You have to. There's a holding lot. I think it's actually labeled a cell phone lot. Because that's where you're going to get the call on your cell phone that they've arrived. Sometimes if I time it right and I'm picking somebody up from there, I just circle. It's very easy just to keep circling around until they come out. But that's what's going to happen. Yep, they're going to clear customs and immigration in Terminal 5, and that is from it will be where they'll be exiting from.
Okay, and then will they just come out, like, at the terminal or the drop-off point for the airline that they are on?
They all come out, they all exit out together. So I always tell everybody, go as far to your right as you possibly can, because that's where a lot of the air hotel shuttles and buses and things like that are picking up, and it's less congested there. So tell them to get out of door D or E and go as far to the right as they can.
Okay.
Good
Thanks
luck.
Thank you very much, Rose.
My pleasure.
Look how much she knows. Tap her brain. 414-799-1620. Akinet Mortgage toll-free talk line, 800-877-1620. I had that same exact experience a while back. I was picking up a buddy in at O'Hare. He wasn't coming in internationally. But I went to the cell phone lot, and he texted me, says, landed. And so immediately I start going, no, mistake.
No. No, do
wait till they're walking.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
They'll be more than happy to wait for you for a little bit because you will be circling. They've got lots of things that they have to go through. But we heard good news this past week that the TSA lines are nothing compared to what they were predicting, thankfully. So that's good news.
All right. Let's talk Cuba real quick.
Yeah, so we got some great news over this past week. American Airlines confirmed that they are going to be servicing from Miami, Cienfuegos, Santa Clara, a couple of other cities starting in September. So 9 airlines applied for routes to service Cuba, and 6 of them were granted approval. So basically, Delta, United, and Alaska Airlines, who had asked for approval, didn't get it. I'm not exactly sure why, but there will be up to 90 daily round-trip flights from all over the U.S. as these approvals start becoming reality. So it's American, Frontier, JetBlue, Silver, Southwest, and Sun Country, and flying out of various departure cities, including Miami, Minneapolis, Chicago, Philadelphia.
Now, if you want to go on the Fox World Travel trip with Colleen Hallsberg, get going.
Right, and that would be before, yeah. So we only had 20 spots.
Okay.
Colleen takes a spot, so that would have left 19 spots, and we have 15 people already signed up for
okay.
the trip. So you do the math, and you know that if you're thinking about doing Captivating Cuba April 22nd with Colleen, think about it no more. Make sure you get that deposit in so you are one of the lucky ones that gets to go.
Okay. New Berman, that's where Carrie is. Carrie, good morning. You're on WTMJ with Rose Gray.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Rose, I have a question for you. We are thinking about doing a little bit something more for spring break next year. We typically drive to Florida. We're thinking maybe an all-inclusive. We have three teenagers in the house, one in college. He might be able to join us. So I guess I'm looking for some recommendations. Do we do all-inclusive? Do we do Punta Cana, Mexico? Are there in all-inclusives in the Bahamas? When is the best time to start planning that? So
well, yeah, I think with three teenagers, all-inclusive is the way to go, because
okay.
otherwise you're just going to be opening your wallet nonstop, because they're going to be hungry, they're going to want to do stuff, and when you go to an all-inclusive, all your meals, all your drinks, all your non-motorized water sports, and all your entertainment are included. So
okay.
you don't have to, you know, you pay up front, and you kind of know what you're getting for your money.
Okay.
Your timing is great, because our friends at Apple Vacations and Funjet Vacations have been announcing their nonstop charter service out of Chicago for the upcoming season. That means very soon, like in the next couple of days, we will be hearing all about the Milwaukee charters, and that will service Cancun, Riviera Maya, Punta Cana, Jamaica, Ixtapa, Puerto Vallarta, etc. And so
okay.
then you can go nonstop out of Milwaukee, which always makes everybody's life really, really happy.
Oh,
and
sure.
Again, as far as the most bang for your buck and getting good excursions off-site, I love Riviera Maya.
Okay.
There's lots of things for the kids to do. There are great, great choices. There are so many properties that you really are getting to take advantage of the vying for your business. And so what you want to do is just with your closest office probably would be our Brookfield office. Sit down, start kind of working with somebody to pick what it is exactly that you're looking for, and then when those charters come out, now's the time to start making those decisions.
Awesome.
So your timing is perfect.
Great. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Nice. Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate that. Let's go to Waukesha and Adele. Hey, Adele, you're on with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Hi. Every 3 years, my husband and I have a family reunion with our children, and we're up to 32 people.
Whoa.
And, yeah, we have 20 grandchildren. We're looking, I've never considered using a travel agency for this before, but our reunion won't be until another 2 years. We just had one last year, but we're wondering about ideas for a place that would handle 32 people economically, and we have all ages.
And are you looking to stay stateside, or are you interested in doing something possibly international, meaning Caribbean, Mexico, something like that?
I think stateside.
Yeah. There are all kinds of great resorts. What time of the year do you typically travel?
Well, it's summertime usually, because we have to wait for kids to get out of school.
You know, have you ever thought about doing like a big condo complex of some sort in maybe Breckenridge, Colorado, something like that?
Okay, we have in the past just rented houses through like HomeAway
sure.
and VRBO, but it's getting harder and harder to find spots for that many people.
Yeah, there and Breckenridge in the summertime is fantastic. Have you ever done Colorado in the summer?
Actually, we did Colorado last year.
Oh, there you go.
Small town, little can't think of the name right now, but it was a small town. But it was great. But, again, that was probably at the limit of capacity.
Right. Do you like to do things more outdoor, or are you looking for big city ideas?
More outdoor. We like to do more rural things, hiking, canoeing, kayaking.
Right. And the Great Northwest is a great option for that as well. Any place in the state of Washington, Oregon, that is a beautiful part of the country to do those kinds of things. And again, what you're looking for is a city that's going to give you some kind of condo complex where you've got a number of different units that are all connected, kind of a thing. So, yeah, I mean, I would definitely take a look at our website. And then as you're starting to look through the destinations, once you find somebody or something that really kind of excites everybody, do you get everybody involved in the decision-making process?
Yeah, we like to narrow it down and then kind of put out three options. So
yeah. Yeah. So another thing, like I said, you might want to consider, though this sometimes doesn't sound like it would make sense in the summertime, but you might want to consider even a Caribbean cruise out of Florida. Everybody could actually drive there if they wanted to, or fly. And the beautiful thing about that is everybody's all together and all of your meals are included. So you've got that going for you.
So start with a call. Website for sure, but then you know, get to Fox World Travel.
Absolutely. And Waukesha would probably be your Brookfield office.
Okay. Back in a bit. 620 WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on 620 WTMJ.
Woo! 78 degrees at 921, up to 92 today. Chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. A chance. Only 77 tomorrow, so there you go. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. Let's go to Madison and Cindy. Cindy, you're on WTMJ. Good morning.
Good morning. We are flying out to Hawaii on Wednesday, and I'm wondering about the TSA warnings and, or not warnings, but just the wait times, and is that settled down a little bit, or are they still recommending getting there even earlier to clear security?
Which airport are you flying from?
We're flying from Minneapolis.
Okay, that's a pretty big airport, and yes. They were not one of them that was really hit very hard, but they are recommending 2 hours for a domestic flight, and okay. Hawaii would be considered a domestic flight. Mm-hmm. Are you flying nonstop?
No, we're stopping at LAX.
Yep,
and
so coming over. Yep. So definitely you're going to want to do 2 hours. So
okay.
That should be more than enough. What time is your flight?
7 a.m. So that's why I was calling at.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be one of the first people there, but rather safe than sorry. So.
Okay. All right. Thank
you. Oh, aloha. Have a great, fabulous trip.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Off to the town of Erin. Hey, Jeff, you're on WTMJ. Good morning.
Hi, Rose. Good morning. I'm thinking of going to Canada. Just because I always go south. Am I better off going to Toronto rather than Montreal because of language? I had such a disappointing time in San Juan last year because very few people spoke English that I ran into.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's sort of one of those kind of questions where if people say to me, should I go to the U.S. side of the Niagara Falls or the Canadian side of Niagara Falls? It's kind of the same thing.
Okay.
First of all, you are going to see dual signage everywhere in Montreal. So you will see English, you will see French. So that would be the only reason you would not consider Montreal. I think we should discount that. I don't think that that's that big of a deal.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I could argue both sides of the story. They're both fabulous vacation spots. I have had some grand times in Toronto. One reason Toronto holds a special spot in my heart is it's the first time I saw Phantom of the Opera in Toronto, the actual real company. So that was very, very cool. Montreal's got cool ports. It's on the St. Lawrence River, so if you kind of like that nautical kind of a feeling, then that might be the place to go. So I would make my decision, but not based on the language barrier.
There you go, Jeff. Good luck. It sounds like a great decision. Either or is going to be fantastic. Back in a bit at 620 WTMJ.
Hey.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on 620 WTMJ.
Oh, we've all got issues, don't we? Yeah, sometimes it's deciding where you're going to go. Like our buddy that called earlier. I mean, is Montreal or Toronto? What a great...
Right, dilemma.
Yeah, what a great dilemma. All right, let's go to Illinois. Hey, Jill, what's up? You're on WTMJ.
Oh, hi. Hey, I hate to correct an expert, and maybe something's changed, but you know what, Rose? I actually live in the Illinois area. I'm in Wisconsin a lot. And last time I was at Terminal 5 getting my global entry a month ago, there's a parking lot right there. And I've picked up people many, many times at Terminal 5, and you just park, and you're right there at the terminal. It's
right.
Amazing.
Yeah, but isn't it labeled a cell phone lot?
Not that I remember. I'm really sorry to say. It's a real parking lot. And
yeah.
You park your car, and you pay, and...
Yep.
I don't know that it's called a cell phone lot. But
well,
maybe
see, the cell phone lot, you don't have to pay,
right.
Which for the cheap Wisconsin people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
that's
actually paid parking.
Yeah, the cell phone lot is like the cell phone lot's like a holding place. They just
right.
Let you go in there, and then I just wait in the cell phone lot without paying until somebody calls me.
I think they've even got monitors up. Don't they have huge monitors,
they
show you the arriving flights?
They do. The thing that what I was trying to stress, Jill, you're absolutely right, but what I was trying to stress is people get the misguided notion that like Milwaukee, which they're still pretty strict in Milwaukee, but like Milwaukee, you can put your car in park with it running and sit outside of the picking up spot in Milwaukee much easier than you can in Chicago. You know, they've got those people with the orange vests walking around, and if you are there for more than 2 minutes,
they'll scoot
you're
you.
Gone.
Oh, yeah.
You're
yeah.
out of there. They don't mess around.
I've been chased like that myself.
Yeah.
All right. Somewhere on Highway 41 is Jenny. Hey, Jenny, what's going on? You're on WTMJ.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. Yeah.
Well, I was calling because next year my husband and I would be celebrating our 15th wedding anniversary, and we're trying to get ideas of where we could, you know, a destination vacation for us. We've already been to Mexico, so we want to try something different. We like doing outdoor things. We like seeing the sights. We like good food. We like wineries. We don't know where to start.
So are you staying in the U.S. or are you going outside the U.S.?
We are open to going outside the U.S. I'd like to stay on this side of the hemisphere, however, but
okay.
Canada or maybe Caribbean, something like that.
Well, yeah, for sure. Well, first of all, I have to tell you, I mean, if you are really into wineries and great food and that kind of a thing, what time of the year do you typically, I mean, when is your anniversary?
It's October.
October. Okay. Honestly, that's a perfectly great time to be in Napa.
We've been there before.
Oh, okay. I mean, that wine lovers, that would be my first choice. There
okay.
are also great, amazing wineries in Oregon, state of Washington, Niagara. Really good. If food and wine are what you're looking for, those are some good suggestions for sure.
I hate to admit it, but that's true. Food and wine, that would
hey, know what got you there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah,
for,
and then again, if you are looking for something a little bit more tropical and you're worried about maybe it being what we would call tropical storm / hurricane season, which October is, you can get out of that belt by going to Aruba, Bonaire, Curacao, St. Lucia. Those areas are kind of outside of that hurricane belt. So if you're worrying about that, that would be an option for you as well. And then don't forget, you know, you might also want to consider something great like a river cruise. That would be food and wine in Europe with all the beautiful, beautiful ports of call and all that kind of thing as well. So.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Lots of knowledge. We have some serious conversations ahead of us.
Well, exactly. And when you decide or when you need help deciding, just give us a call, 866-GO-FOX-GO, and we can walk you through the process.
Thank you very much.
Cool.
You have a
sure.
wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Jenny. Drive safe. It's 9:39 at 620 WTMJ. Margie in Waukesha. Hang on. We're going to talk about the Caribbean also. The dude in Wisconsin Rapids about the bugs, he hung up. I want that call. You have to call back. 414-799-1620. Akinin Mortgage toll-free talk line, 800-877-1620. Back in a bit. It's the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on 620 WTMJ.
Hey, 620 WTMJ Classic Free Ride Pit Crew on the road again today. That fire-breathing Volante Corvette Vendetta is going to be at Hometown Windows and Doors, South 160th Street in New Berlin. Noon till 2, Gene Miller's going to be there signing you up for a chance to score the keys to that one-of-a-kind 620 WTMJ Classic Free Ride presented by New Mail Medical in Tosa. It's 943, 620 WTMJ, and the Fox World Travel Show. Rose Gray is here. Margie, thank you for waiting. You're on with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Two things. I just wanted to say, yes, there is a international parking lot. So if, for people that do want to go in at O'Hare and they just want to, you know, park quick and wait for their people and then come in, it is separate from the cell phone lot.
But do we have to pay for it?
Yeah, but it's very inexpensive because good. It's just hourly. So it's just, you know, I picked my daughter up from Japan and it, wanted to meet her, you know, as she exited. So
got
help
it.
Her with luggage, et cetera.
Right.
So that was, you know, for that purpose. But so for right after Thanksgiving, for about an 8-day vacation to the Caribbean, considering Aruba, St. Lucia, and Grand Cayman, and wondering pros, cons for a couple of 30-year-olds and a 50-year-old.
Okay. So the easiest two places probably are going to be Aruba and what was your other one?
St. Lucia and Grand Cayman.
Yeah, Aruba's really easy to get to, and lots of good all-inclusive resorts to choose from. You're going to be hard-pressed to find an all-inclusive in Grand Cayman. So
it
if you
doesn't
like,
matter the all-inclusive.
You don't mind about that?
Yeah.
You don't mind
no,
having to go
no,
off property for dinner? Okay.
As long as it's a safe environment, we're very adventurous.
Okay, so and all people are very water sport minded.
Oh, yeah, we're very adventurous. So my
okay.
daughter just did her first quarter marathon this morning.
Okay,
the Rock and Soul.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
So the water sports are huge in Grand Cayman. That's one of the top dive snorkeling destinations in the world.
Okay.
Yep. So if that's big on your list, that would be a good choice. Aruba is more arid. You know, there's going to be shopping and that kind of a thing. St. Lucia, I love because the mountains, the Piton Mountains, come all the way up to the shoreline. So there's
okay.
some adventure, some things to
more
do
lush.
There. Yes, more lush by far.
Ziplining.
Yep, absolutely.
So St. Lucia has, like, the biggest variety of things.
I would say that would be exactly right. If I was ranking those as far as activities, soft adventure activities, I would say St. Lucia, Aruba, and Grand Cayman.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
So, yeah, and then, again, give us a call, and we can certainly help you. And soon, all of those good prices are going to be coming out for that time frame that you're looking to travel. So give us a call, and let us see what we can come up with for you.
Nice. Going to Franklin. Hey, Gloria.
Hi.
Hi, Gloria.
Rose. We're looking to go to Lambeau Field to see the whatever they offer there. Do they still run trips for that?
Well, I'm not sure if they run trips. They do have stadium tours that you can take at any time.
But not an official trip.
Right. I mean, but, you know, Fox doesn't have motor coaches that run from the area up there or anything like that. There may be some companies that do that. I would think maybe Lamers or Mayflower or some people that own motor coaches. But, yeah, they do have stadium tours, but I'm not aware of anybody that does, like, a day trip up there.
Okay, going to Eagle. Hey, Bonnie, you're on WTMJ. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. We've used Fox World Travel just last month. We celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary in Montego Bay and had a great time.
Yay.
The next thing on our bucket list is we would like to see the Northern Lights close up.
Okay.
We're 67 and 69, but in pretty good health.
So your question is where to go, when to go?
Yes, both of those.
Okay. Well, if you go into the Arctic regions of the world, especially like Alaska, and you really want to be almost guaranteed Northern Lights, it's tricky.
But see, Bonnie, and here's something I know. In order for Northern Lights to happen, you have to have a solar storm. So the
yes.
sun basically needs to produce it's called a CME or that needs to happen. So to go to Alaska and look for northern lights, it might not happen because there wasn't a solar storm happening. Like there's one happening now, there's probably going to be northern lights in the next couple of days, and I don't think it's going to reach down to here. But do you understand?
The other thing. You go to these Arctic climates like Sweden and Finland and Norway and Iceland and Alaska, but the bad news is because of the fact that it's light there for 23 hours,
right.
Even if it's happening, you almost have to go in January or February when it's dark 18 hours a day to be able to see that. So it's one of those tricky things where I really want to go see a particular natural wonder of the world, but what if the weather doesn't cooperate?
Okay.
But if you want to really and truly have your best chances, then you go as far north as you possibly can, and you go in the winter.
Okay.
And hope for a solar storm.
Fox World have anything like that they offer?
We definitely do Iceland, but again, we do that in the summertime because that's when it's nice there. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you could keep listening. Colleen, who happens to be on her 26th trip to Alaska right now, keeps asking everybody if they want to go with her in January to see the Northern Lights.
Nice. All right, Bonnie, hope that works out because, yeah, Northern Lights, when you see them, I just saw something recently that there's so much light pollution that 80% of the world can't see the Milky Way anymore.
Oh, isn't that just...
And it's been probably 15, 20 years since I've seen the Milky Way, and I had to be out in the middle of nowhere in Utah when I saw it.
And it just happened, and it wasn't something that was planned. It was just a kind of accidental miracle that you got to see it.
Well, I think just because there was no light pollution. I mean, you could see the Milky Way if we turned off everybody turned off their lights. You can't see it in Oostburg, can you?
No. Have you ever seen any northern lights at all?
Yes.
I mean, I've seen some because it was up north
and it was clear as
glass outside, and we were able to see some northern.
It's got to be dark. It's got to be clear. But then there has to have been a solar storm, and that's the thing. It's 9:50. Back in a bit. Final segment. Hey, you want to jump in? Please do. 414-799-1620. Hackinhead Mortgage toll free talk line 800-877-1620. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Next hour, hear Money Talk with the guys from Annex Wealth Management. Now, back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on 620 WTMJ.
953, now 82 degrees. High today is going to be 92. And I say 82 degrees because the station is located, I mean, we're like right on the Milwaukee River and about not even a half mile from the lake. So it tends to be a little cooler. So it's hot here. It's hot everywhere. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on 620 WTMJ going to Muskego. Hey, Norm, what's up? You're on WTMJ. Okay, Norm. Brookfield, let's go to Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Got a question for you. Our 50th wedding anniversary is coming up in 2017, and we want to go to Europe. We want to do a river cruise. We're wondering we'd like to see, maybe five countries. We're wondering what our best bet is. We're looking at August, September. So what do you think?
Well, you're trying to do something where you're really getting the most bang for your buck with regard to destinations.
Exactly, yeah.
So maybe you want to look at something like a Central Europe, where you're actually going to be doing Paris, a little Luxembourg, Germany, the Czech Republic.
Okay.
Something like that. Because, there certainly are all kinds of great options. We've got one with Gene Miller that starts in Amsterdam, and then you sail down the Rhine River, and then you end up in Basel, Switzerland.
Yeah, but I've seen that one on your website.
Right. So it really depends on what it is you're looking for, if you're really trying to get the most bang for your buck, as it were. The Danube is a great, great alternative as well. Prague to Budapest, one of my absolute favorite itineraries.
Right.
So you're basically in Germany, Austria, and Hungary on something like that.
Okay.
So the Danube is a great introduction to river cruising. Absolutely great introduction.
Okay.
We've got one next year called the Legendary Danube. It's September 8th to the 19th with Avalon Waterways. And again, it hits my two favorite cities, Prague, and Budapest, with everything in between, including Vienna, Melk, Passau, Regensburg. You can't go wrong on that one.
That sounds good, too. All right. Thank you so much
my
for the information.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Norm, who, I don't know what happened to Norm, but he's going to Vegas next year, needs a rental car. Best place to get a car. I would think Vegas is awash in rental cars,
absolutely,
right?
A wash. It really depends on how much you're going to use that car. Are you going to pick up the car at the airport and then park it at a cost at your resort, or you just need it to go to the Hoover Dam? You just need it to go to the Hoover Dam. I would rent it for the day. There are places all along the strip that rent cars right there, and then you could also go take a shuttle or a taxi back to the airport and pick it up there if you want to do that. But
so you go to Vegas, you're going to just stay on the strip. You would never. Would you get a car?
I wouldn't.
You
absolutely wouldn't. There's no need to. But if you're going to go out, you're going to go to the Grand Canyon, you're going to go to Hoover Dam, you're going to go out to Red Rocks, whatever you're going to do, and you want a car, I would just get it for the day. That's the way I would work it.
Okay. Got a couple minutes left. Let's talk about stuff that is breaking, which includes Captivating Cuba with Colleen Allsburg. There's just one handful of seats that are left.
Absolutely. And then we also want to talk about the travel shows coming up. Right now we've got Alaska posted for August 30th, August 31st. Both of those are in Milwaukee, one on the north side, one on the south side. We've got a Green Bay one, Alaska show for September 1. We've got our Fond du Lac show up, and we've got our Kenosha show. More will be coming. This is the time to start thinking about Alaska 2017.
I know those are great, but it's on the other side of the summer. Do we really need to think about that yet?
Yeah, you gotta.
You gotta.
Alaska's going to be huge. All indicators are telling us Alaska and Hawaii are going to be huge for 2017.
I would think so. It makes sense.
We've got more people this year going than we've had for years and years and years, and we're anticipating we're going to be increasing that again. So I'm leaving Monday.
Well, if you caught the show last week, Rose told the story about she did not want to go to Alaska originally, kicking and screaming, and now to get her back out of Alaska, she's kicking and screaming.
Now I'm so excited. Where we stay in Denali, which is the McKinley Chalets, owned by Holland America, they have a new thing called, it was going to be called Base Camp. And now it's called Denali Square. And they've got a great big fire pit in the middle with somebody playing folk music and s'mores. You cook s'mores. Yeah. It's brand new. They just opened it. So I'm just excited. We have two groups there right now, and they just can't say enough about how fabulous it is. So
I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to be calling in next week. We're doing the show from Alaska. We're doing the show from Anchorage.
That's a little bit of a time gap for you.
I will be doing the show at 6 a.m.
All right. Travel well, my friend.
I will.
Thank you, Rose. That's Rose Gray. GoFox.com is the website. It's the Fox World Travel Show on 620 WTMJ.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Scripps Media Incorporated. Do you